tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, war, or even death itself, Romans 8 says none of it can tear you out of the love of God in Christ Jesus. What would change today in your courage, your leadership, and your presence in the public square if you truly believe that absolutely nothing could separate you from His love? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, I hope you are having a great and fabulous day on your drive into work today, and that you are expecting God to do some great and mighty things through you today. So we are going to dive into God's Word in just a few moments. We're finishing up our series on I Am Convinced. And if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that Washington Defender app into the huddle. It really does help us achieve our goal at FPIW and FPIW Action. What's our goal? That we change our hearts through the Word of God, so that in turn, we change the public square. When the individual heart changes, and that happens to 8 million people, then we are going to love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. And so that is what we are working on. Our mission is still the same, to defend and advance biblical values in the public square. So I am so glad that you are listening today. Also, one last announcement is, if you are a financial partner with FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much. Your generous support really does help us to create content like this, working through the Word of God. Also, I think we're up to 367, if I remember right, bills that we have commented on in legislative session so far this year. So it is very, very, very helpful, and we're thankful and grateful for all that you do. So let's dive into God's Word today. It is Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation? Will distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depths, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8, 35 through 39. So are you fully convinced that nothing will separate you from the love of God? God is willing to be patient with you. He's willing to keep no record of wrong with you. He's willing to hold you up. He's willing to come under those hard situations and just love you tremendously. So we're going to break these verses down like we normally do. So let's start with verse 35. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Remember, he's asked some questions. You know, who can bring a charge against God's elect? Who condemns? Who separates? I mean, Paul is arguing these things from all different angles. And so he asked the question, will tribulation, will distress, will persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? So number one, nothing will separate you, not even tribulation. Think about that for a moment. The tribulations of this world will not separate you from God's love for you. Number two, not even distress. Distress is not going to get you today. It's not going to get you tomorrow. It's not going to get you the next day. You are not going to be separated from God's love just because you are experiencing some distress in your life. Will persecution? Nope. God loves you throughout all of that persecution. This takes away that name it and claim it gospel that is so often just put out there, and people are like, hey, if you love Jesus, your life will be perfect. No, you're going to be persecuted at times. Will famine or nakedness? Nope. Not even when you're out of food or you're unclothed will you be separated from the love of God. None of that indicates that God stopped loving you. How about the sword? Nope. Not even the sword. Number six, it is not going to separate you from how God loves you. Nothing will separate you from the love of Christ. All right, let's go to the next verse. Just as it is written, for your sake, we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. So when it says, just as it is written, It is referring to the Old Testament. It's taking us back into the core principles of our faith. And so we're going to go back and look at where this is being quoted from. Paul is quoting Psalm 44:22. He says, it says in Psalm 44:22, "But for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered." So this is where Paul's quoting from. And I thought, you know, getting the context of Psalm 44 might be good. So let's read it. Psalm 44, verse 1. "O God, we have heard with our ears. Our fathers have told us the work that you did in their days, in the days of old. You, with your own hand, drove out the nations. Then you planted them. You afflicted the peoples. Then you spread them abroad. For by their own sword they did not possess the land, and their own arm did not save them, but your right hand and your arm and the light of your presence, for you favored them. You are my king, O God. Command victories for Jacob. Through you we will push back our adversaries. Through your name we will trample down those who rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, nor will my sword save me. But you have saved me from our adversaries, and you have put to shame those who hate us. In God we have boasted all day long, and we will give thanks to your name forever. Yet you have rejected us and brought us to dishonor, and do not go out with our armies. You caused us to turn back from the adversary, and those who hate us have taken spoil for themselves. You give us as sheep to be eaten and have scattered us among the nations. You sell your people cheaply and have not profited by their sale. You make us a reproach to our neighbors, a scoffing and a derision to those around us. You make us a byword among the nations, a laughingstock among the peoples. All day long my dishonor is before me, and my humiliation has overwhelmed me. Because of the voice of him who reproaches and reviles, because of the presence of the enemy and my avenger, all this has come upon us. But we have not forgotten you, and we have not dealt falsely with your covenant. Our heart has not turned back, and our steps have not deviated from your ways. Yet you have crushed us in a place of jackals and covered us with a shadow of death. If we had forgotten the name of our God or extended our hands to a strange God, would not God find this out? For he knows the secrets of the heart. Verse 22, "But for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Arouse yourself. Why do you sleep, O Lord? Awake. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our affliction and our oppression? For our soul has sunk down into the dust. Our body cleaves to the earth. Rise up, be our help, and redeem us for the sake of your loving kindness. Nothing, not even death, will separate us from God's love." Now, when you read Psalm 44, you might be thinking, okay, what is going on? I mean, was Israel really that perfect in that moment? And how is this like God is still putting them over to be slaughtered? I mean, how is God just in all that? Well, I just thought I'd let you know a little bit about what God is saying here. When we have times of needing deliverance from God, and we have present troubles that need to be taken care of, this is how we can feel in those moments. We can be just like the psalmist, and we can feel like, where are you, God? And sometimes in those moments, without the ability or the desire to self-reflect, we miss the things that we have done to dishonor or displease God. And God would say to you and to me this morning, let's evaluate. Let's evaluate whether or not we have disobedience. And if we have disobedience, let's repent. But if we find none, And we find ourselves standing in his righteousness because he has justified us. Let us understand we live in a fallen world, a spiritual battle, a war zone, and the enemy never plays fair or by the rules. Understand that. The enemy does not play fair or by the rules. And so we can stand confident that even when it seems outwardly that all things are not filled with God's justice and that the enemy is taking over and we're being slaughtered like a bunch of sheep, that God loves us dearly and deeply. So self-evaluation is good. There's nothing wrong with doing that. And once you've evaluated, if you find yourself in need of repentance, then do that, no problem. Still understand that nothing will separate you from God's love. So let's go back. Romans 8:37, but in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. You know, all the tensions of this world, you may be thinking, is God for us? I mean, is God for his bride? Is God for the nation that he loves of Israel? Is God for all those around us? I mean, is really God? I mean, look what's happening around our world. And he does. We are overwhelmingly conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us. So nothing will separate us. We can stand strong. For I am convinced. Oh, look, there's our series. Are you convinced? That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depths, nor anything created will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Are you convinced that death won't separate you from Christ? That life or angels? Are you convinced that greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world? So principalities, things present, things to come. That powers and heights and depths or any other created thing can separate or take away how God feels about you, how God sees you, how God views you, and how God interacts with you. He loves you. He loves you so, so very much. Nothing will be able to separate you from the love of God. God loves you. Now, I was just thinking as we were going through this, and maybe I'll do this really quick. I didn't have this in my notes, but what is love? No greater love than a man has this, that he lay down his life for his friend. So that's one form of love, of laying down our lives for our friends. Love is patient. Love is kind and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. Love does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. That's love. That's how God feels about you. And look at this. From the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So this love is expressed by Jesus Christ, fully man and fully God, laying his life down willfully on the cross for our sins, resurrecting and conquering sin and death. And this expression of love from the Father through the Son comes to you and comes to me. That is powerful love. Are you convinced of that love today? Are you convinced that God is for you and not against you? Nothing, nothing, nothing can separate you from the love of God. So as you go into the public square today and you're walking into that place of business, or maybe that job that you have to do over and over. Maybe you're a janitor and you're walking in and you're thinking, man, does God love me? Does God care for me? Does God see me in my pain? Maybe you're in Iran right now or Iraq right now, or maybe you're in Israel right now, or you're in Syria right now, and you're seeing Somalia, wherever it might be, you're seeing persecution, you're seeing wars and rumors of wars, you're seeing all these things. And you're wondering, does God love me? And the answer is yes. He loved you. He loves you. And he wants you to put your faith in Jesus Christ. That never changes with God. He cares about you so much that he sent his son to die on the cross for your sins. And today is the day of salvation. As you walk in the very things of God, I want to encourage you, put your hope in Jesus Christ. His blood is thick enough, powerful enough, and can deliver you from all unrighteousness. He cares for you. Walk towards God no matter what you are going through. Find your hope in God today, because all other things are going to be disappointing, are going to be cause delusion, are going to cause you to question. But the love of God for those who are in Christ Jesus, our Lord, can't be taken away from you. You're in his hand. He loves you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and we do thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace that are new every morning. God, we thank you for your goodness. Go before us today. We are convinced. I am convinced that you love me, God. Thank you for all that you want to do and say. God, let us be light to darkness. Let us be salt to the earth. Let us be a very present person that we get off of our devices at times and we just focus in on you and loving our neighbor. Go before us today in all things, God. Surround us in all things today. And let us recognize there is no place that we can run from your presence. You are all present, God. We love you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard